The Gemara in Daf Lamed Bet Aleph on the top brings down a Mishnah in Gittin. The Gemara is trying to prove trying to bring it right to the Shaila of Kahanim or Shluchit Yidon or Shluchit Hashemayin, and it brings the Mishnah of a Kahanim Shepigulu B'Mikdash Mezinu Chayavim Hashagim Peturim Shepigulim Pigul. So the halacha is of Kahanim and Fagulim Beis Hamikdash and a Karban, they have a Machshava to eat it, to be makdash to Chutz Zman Chutz Mekaymai. So if they did it B'Mezeh, the Chayiv to pay to the Baal Karban for ruining his Karban, but if they did it B'Shagig, they're Pater, but the Pigul is a Pigul. So on the Etzem Dinah, the Mishnah, Reb Chaim asks a Gevaldik Akasha. Reb Chaim is in the stencils and getting on Daf Nadal, and he asks like this. He says, how could it be that if Kanam and Fagel and Mezah, they have to pay for the carbon, the Chari should say Kim L'Ramene, because Kahanim have Kilayim in their Bigde Kahuna. There's Kilayim in the Avnet. And even though B'Shas Aveda, it's mutter for them to wear it, obviously, but the Shitas HaRambam is that even that Shlo B'Shas Aveda, they're not allowed to wear the big day kahuna, because now they're wearing kilayim shel makom mitzvah, and if they wear shel b'shas avodah, they're like it. So, effective chayim lefid that shita, when they're being mefagel, they're not doing avodah. This is not something they should be doing. It's not an avodah; it's an iser to be mefagel. So, at that time, they're wearing big day kahuna shel b'shas avodah. If you're wearing big day kahuna shel b'shas avodah, you're every mishum kilayim. If you're every mishum kilayim, you're being arvin a lav of kilayim. That should patur min a tashlumin because of the din of ein leikim mishalim. And therefore, effective chayim, how could it be that b'mezidim they're chayavim? Why should they be chayav to pay b'mezid if they're being leikim mishum kilayim? And Reb Chaim says a very nice teretz. He says that by pigul there's a din of artzas kasher kach artzas pasul, which means basically that you need karva kol matirav. Even though you're mefagel and one avaida and you did something which is pasul, that pigul is only chal if everything else in the karban besides that avaida that you did bepsul was done bekasher. So everything else has to be done in the proper way, the proper avaida, the shechita, hailacha, and zvika, and kabbalah. Everything has to be done properly, and only then the pigle is going to be chal. But if besides the pigle you happen to mess up any of the other avodas and didn't do it properly, then there is no pigle. So pigle requires a kasher carbon. It's almost like a hakrav of b'psul, but everything has to be done b'kashrus except for the psul pigle, which is obviously also to do. Everything else has to be done kiddin. So Zakhtar Abchaim, that means that when you're being mefago, it really has a shame of avodah. It does have a shame of avodah, because if it did not have a shame of avodah, then the pigle wouldn't be chal to begin with. You need a hakrav of b'psul that has a shame of avodah, and being that it has a shame of avodah, therefore you could say that you're not like Mishum Kilayim, just like Kilayim is Mutta B'Shas Aveda, it's Mutta B'Shas Pigel, because Behechach has a Shem Aveda, or else the Pigel wouldn't be Chal, and for that reason there's no problem, Vein Leike U'Mishal. Now, Lachar, you could ask in Reb Chaim that even though it's true that there's a Din of Atzas Kasher Kach Atzas Pasul, and it has a Shem Aveda, but at the end of the day, this is an Aveda which the Torah doesn't want you to do, you're not supposed to do it, it's also to do it. So being that you're not supposed to do it, it's hard to hear that that would be matir this of kilayim. You might have a shem avoda, but if it's an avoda which you shouldn't be doing, then why would the Torah be matir kilayim in such a case? Then there should still be an iser kilayim. Once there's an iser kilayim, there should be a din of leikim mishalim. So that's a ha'ara on Reb Chaim's teretz. He seems to be holding once it has a shem avoda, even though it's bipsul, there's not going to be an iser kilayim either, but l'char b'pashas, you would think that there would be an iser kilayim in such a case. But l'li dvar, maybe you could say a different teretz, a pasha de teretz, so maybe you could say that you can make an akimta that this mishnah is referring to pigul and shchita, mefagel and shchita, and being the shchita is lav avodah, it doesn't really require big day kahuna. So if it does not require big day kahuna, that could be a case where you could be mefagel and there's no iser kilayim, and that's why there's no problem of being like a mishalim.